My name is Judy Lightstone.
And I've been very good this year.
I'm in a big room with all my relatives. There's two bad men with guns watching us.
I'm gonna get you out of there.
Take all these bad guys on my naughty list.
I'm gonna take a lump of coal, each and every one of them, and shove it straight up
the ass.
Well, I mean, come on, Trudy. We want to keep you on the nice list, you know.
You're listening to a podcast on the Black Fur Network.
Back with Mark Wahlberg with Marky Mark. That's how we just about the party start. Mixing with Bacardi Dark. Sorry. Okay.
Here I come, rougher than the rest of them, the best of them, tougher than leather. Your turn.
Y'all know me, still the same old G, but I've been low-key hated on by most of these.
Do you see how we didn't see how we didn't put an accent on?
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
What happened to Miss Jackson? It sounds like the fucking kid with additional needs has knocked on the door and apologized for throwing a frisbee through the fucking window.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Cartman. Did you just say additional needs?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Yeah, oh, okay. He was a kid of non-specific gender with needs.
Yep.
Go on then, your turn to rap. For fuck's sake.
Anything you like.
I'm going to drum a bass later. I'm good. Down.
And welcome to the After Horror Podcast, the special Christmas special.
It's going to be special.
The additional needs Christmas. Fucking hell. Worst intro of the year.
Is it the best?
This. You vote below the podcast. Just vote. We'll know.
Loved it. Both times the podcast has caught me by surprise for that.
This week, we talk about Crunchy Kids, Killer Kids, and Cheer plays a lovely spot of drum and bass. Enjoy, and Merry Christmas, you fucking animal.
Filthy animals.
Yeah.
Thank you for being there, and sorry for the break.
No, we're not.
What break?
What break? So, ho, ho, what have we been up to, boys?
Hey!
That was right off the dome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Just out of nowhere, that. It's me.
You're so creative and sexy.
I'm witty, mate.
What a host. I tell you, just be able to pull that stuff out.
Goodness me.
Doing this well, boys.
I'm enamoured by you, infatuated even.
I can tell by the arm.
I'm nursing a chub, to be honest.
I can also tell.
I'm just fucking gigging loads. It's the Christmas period, so I'm just gigging up the wazoo. Got 23 gigs in December. So
one more, and you got that thing covered.
I was just gonna. I was putting it in my head how to phrase that in the same way.
Do you really want to end on an odd number?
Well, hopefully I'll get more gigs. I'm not really in control of that.
I don't know, man.
So by the time that you hear this podcast, I will most likely be dead. I will be fucking like...
Wouldn't it be fucking horrible if you actually died?
How good would that be?
How morbid.
I don't know who I'd leave my estate to. Anyone that's not my immediate family. Oh, my sister could probably deal with it. Right, there you go. That's my last will and testament.
There it is.
You don't want anything.
I want that bit of studio you bought.
You can have
was
that.
It Rush?
All right, yeah, you can have a bit of the Rush, unless you're going to burn it or throw it away.
I like Rush. What?
Yeah, you're always going on.
I want
about
a switch.
Going on about. Oh yeah, you can have my switch. Yeah.
All right, I have the switch.
You can't have any of the cables that go to it.
No, I can figure that out. That's easy.
Can I have your drum pedals?
Just the pedals. Yeah.
I want all the wing nuts off the frames.
I only want it for parts. I can't play drums.
Oh, no.
Tried once. It was a fucking disaster.
I'll teach you drums.
All my limbs move together or not at all.
Yeah, no, they do need to do that separately. Just fuckloads of gigs, lads. Fuckloads of gigs.
Gigging it up.
Yeah. What about you, Cheer?
Oh, not much. Went up to Birmingham Seeds for the motorbike show up there. Looked at loads of bikes. None I can afford. Lots that I want. So if anybody's got £7,300 they can lend me, like, yeah, I'll
That's
send
really
it this
specific.
Way. Yes, CB750.
Oh, okay.
What's the extras?
Don't know.
Right. The thing is, in my head, like, that isn't an unreasonable sum of money.
No,
like, not for that. Yeah, not
for
the bike,
a brand new
yeah.
car, like, you've easily tripled that, quadrupled it, and you're not even getting a good car for that sort of money.
No. Yeah.
But yeah, $7,500 for a bike.
Yeah. So unfortunately, I don't have $7,500.
No, I'm not saying like, yeah, just put your hand in your pocket and suddenly like produce it, yeah. But it's not in the realms of.
Yeah.
I really wanted, like, for the longest time when I thought I was into motorbikes, I really wanted a Kawasaki Ninja.
Yeah, Ninjas are cool.
They're starting to look good again. They went really ugly for a while.
Oh, okay.
But they're looking good again.
Good. And
like Megan Fox.
Oh, my God. I don't know what it actually is called because I just got it in San Andreas, but the Wayfarer, you know, the big one, the big wide one with the big screen on the front of it.
Oh, that could be several Harley Fat Boy.
Like a classic like cop car with the big windshield thing on it.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good time. I enjoyed
old Harley or something like that.
Yeah. That was a good time.
I've been watching the Long Way Round, speaking of bikes.
Oh, yeah.
I watched that
ages ago. Yeah, so did I, but I've been rewatching it because I just forgot it was on Apple and I came across it the other day. I thought, oh. So I've just watched the first series and I'm on a Long Way Down.
Yep.
And then it's the third one. That's just reminded me to talk about.
Excellent.
Yeah, good watch.
Yeah, really good. Yeah. I love you, McGregor.
He's a good chap.
He is a good
chap. I'm feeling an Anthony Bourdain binge coming on soon.
I binge him a lot while I'm working in a garage.
Yeah, fair. Good times. Did anyone watch a film?
It's loads of films. Are we talking about one specifically?
Yeah, probably. Probably one we're going to do an episode about.
Violent Night. Oh, I was about to say, I'm trying to think of what year it was. Last year.
2022, wasn't it?
2022.
You get all the pertinent information on this podcast in a concise and clear manner.
What was the budget, Chair?
It was. The budget was £20 million. The opening weekend was £13 million. Gross was £50 million. World, it was £75
million. Okay. But wasn't it... It was released to limited, like massively limited audience.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
It was released here.
What, like in this house?
Yeah, well, no, in Odeon.
Oh, right, okay.
In the cinema.
Did you watch it?
Did it not go straight to... I thought it went to video tomorrow.
No, I did go to cinema. Because I wanted to see it. I missed it.
Would you have mentioned it in the podcast? Do you think? Would it have been that memorable enough for you to be like, oh, I saw Violent Night?
Yeah, I mentioned it when we talked when she said about seeing it, because I can't remember whether I fell asleep or not.
Oh, okay.
I did.
Well, during the film?
Yeah.
Long day.
Yeah, kind of.
Lads, who was this film for?
Me.
No, but who were they trying?
Anyone who enjoyed Home Alone
or Die Hard
and wanted a more modern, not modern, but an entertaining twist on it.
Let me guess where you're going.
Go on.
The tone of the film.
Yeah. Real.
It's weird. Yeah.
Like.
It is up and down.
Really?
One minute it's a comedy kids film. The next minute it's a little bit serious.
Yeah.
And the next minute. But. I mean, that's not a criticism.
I fucking loved that, though.
I was about to say that.
I
quite enjoyed the roller coaster because that it took me through.
Yeah, because it was like, oh, this is funny. Holy fuck.
So much like my mum's Christmas turkey, it left me feeling dry and disappointed.
It's like everyone's turkey.
All right.
Turkey's dry and boring.
I couldn't get on board for whatever reason with what the and I was like, I understand what you're trying to do, and I'm not a big fan of Christmas, so it might just be that. It might just be that
I'm
like,
not a big fan of Christmas, so that's got nothing to do with it.
All right, okay.
I'm sat here in a Christmas cardigan.
Well, no, for me,
too hate Christmas.
It was the scenes where she was talking to him through the radio, and they were what I liked about it was. It's not. It's definitely a Christmas movie because those scenes were so sentimental.
Well, yeah, it's definitely a Christmas
movie. No. Hear me out a second. It's just pulled you into like making it really feel like an actual Christmas film,
right.
Not a film set at Christmas.
I have a point here with this, which matches yours in a way. So I often think Christmas horror films feel more Christmassy than regular Christmas films.
Krampus for sure felt
Krampus,
like a fucking...
this.
Gremlins.
Others. Yeah, Gremlins, Die Hard, you know, the usuals.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It feels like a film set at Christmas, not a Christmas film.
Yes.
Yeah. And as I say, the scenes between him and her made it feel like a Christmas film, where the rest of it was like, nah, this is the fun, there's the heart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I liked the mix. It is up and down. I agree with you there. Yeah.
It was Die Hard meets Miracle on 34th Street, basically.
Meets Home Alone. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
With some of the best one-liners in any single film of all time.
It was just brilliant fun. Like, I really, really fucking enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I had fun.
Do you know what? I think also I quite liked the fact... I only read it, but it kind of clicked in my head why I felt like that when I watched it. But lots of the actors have been in loads of TV Christmas stuff.
Oh, right.
And there was a huge... I think there was one of the films, like a huge amount of the cast had all worked together on and things like that. So there was already a thing. But to me, it almost had like a cheaper Christmas
like a
film.
Hallmark.
Yeah, like cheaper Christmas feel about it without that, but with the budget and everything behind it.
Do you know what I think added to that? The sets. Because that set was cold. Like, the house was boring looking. You know, when you saw the front of the house?
Yeah,
yeah.
And it looked like a new build.
Yep. Yeah.
Weird. And then you go inside, the upstairs was all right, but then the downstairs was just like these, like a hall, basically, with a chair in it. And it just felt a bit...
That would be my Christmas house, though.
Are you going to sit in the hall?
Yeah.
All right.
How many... Have you guys played the video game series Hitman?
Yes. Well, years ago.
Yeah. Weirdly, I think
they're
I
all
have.
They're all like the same, pretty much.
Bald guy
like
walking around.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm thinking.
You dress up.
I was
like...
talking about Paul. Sorry.
Sometimes I do walk around.
He do be walking.
I do be walking.
Yeah. So in the Hitman games, you're a hitman. You infiltrate an area. You normally take down someone and steal their clothes to try and blend in, and then you can kill people in a hilarious manner of ways. That's what this felt like a little bit. It was like, what's the most inventive ways we can kill people? The problem I had with it, and the kills were fun. Like it was fun. The chimney kill, glorious.
I loved all the kills. Fucking star to the eyeball, and then electrocuted. His head caught fire.
I did read on IMDb though, like the kills were based on Home Alone. So the guy who directed it, he always wondered, because obviously he knew like the iron hitting the guy in the face would have broke his nose. It would have been like blood all over. Yeah. Not what the film portrayed. So he actually wanted to make an effort to do the same sort of booby traps, but with the more realistic outcomes.
There was a Mythbusters about it, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Like, years ago, about whether the Home Alone traps would kill you, and they were all like, yeah.
Yeah,
fuck you. I would just watch up. Better Watch Out.
They will absolutely fuck you up. I didn't like the... when I say didn't like, I mean, like, it was very well thing, but I hate nails.
Oh, yeah.
Where he gets the nail through the jaw, and then he's holding it up, and I'm like, I know that bowling ball's gonna, and it's hit him in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
He's looking at the end of the
who
point.
Who the fuck does that?
But again,
what is he looking at? Yes, mate, it's a nail.
Yeah. If one end is flat, one end's pointy. Yeah. All of them are the same design. They're just bigger or smaller.
Checking it for tetanus.
Yeah, you dare tell.
Am I going to need a shot after this?
But I think that's another thing with what I think they did very cleverly with this movie is they paid enough homages to people's favourite Christmas movies like Home Alone, Die Hard.
They couldn't not have referenced those films.
Yeah.
Because obviously they're so close to being those films.
Yeah.
Down to him pulling the fucking present out. It's like Die Hard and DVD.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Santa being a Viking,
I love
came
that.
Out of nowhere.
They don't explain how he becomes Santa Claus. Yeah. He just is this Viking now Santa Claus, and I'm like, yep.
I love it. He's like,
I'll buy it.
I've lived a long time. How are you like Christmas magic?
Yeah.
I don't really understand how it works. And like,
I love
found
that.
That out.
That's what I like.
Yeah, I love that. He's like, I don't even know how it works.
I've got an idea, but
it just works.
I put my hand in and pull presents out. That's all it does.
That's what I like about the way the film goes. You see him at the start in definitely isn't in Bristol.
No. Yeah, no.
Like where he's fed up with it, and then you see him delivering the presents.
Yeah.
And it's like Amazon packages.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck am I even doing?
You know, did you notice the Amazon packages were upside down?
No.
So they look like the smile is a frowny face.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Oh.
yeah, he's getting disheartened, like, why am I even bothering anymore? He doesn't understand how he does it. You know, he's just like, I'm confused over here. I don't see the point over there. And I'm just fucking done with it.
Yeah, you get the nice little, you ain't driving, are you? I mean, I steer a little, but the reindeer do most of the work. Oh,
seeing Santa down a six-pack and then piss out of his sleigh was good.
I fucking love David Harbour, though, anyway.
Yeah.
So I'd watch him.
But I must admit, so when you threw up, that was when the film was taking it. Second you see him do it, they're like, oh, no, it's going to happen. That's when it happened. I was rolling around laughing.
I can't. Loved it. With the vomit in the mouth.
Yeah,
there was a bit that was going down her lip. I'm like, sort it out. And it went in. I'm like, ugh.
Oh, I could smell it and everything. Oh, I feel that warmth. It's pretty warm on your lip.
The returning gag about the reindeers pooing on the roof. I just was like, that's what I mean about the film just really being inconsistent. Because, like, if you had like a 15 rated film that was supposed to be like this action thing, you wouldn't spend that long on a poo gag. Like, you'd spend that long on a poo gag if it was like a family oriented film. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I think it was just part of the whole like tribute, and
yeah,
that's the National Lampoon's side of it in there.
Yeah, I've not looked. But is it more than one writer?
I haven't looked. No, I believe there's only one.
Because that kid feels like she's in a different film to everyone else.
Yeah.
I hate that kid so much.
Yeah. You hate most kids.
Oh,
so.
This one was so crunchy, though, right?
What? Crunchy?
You know, like, cringy. Like.
But that's the atypical Hallmark Christmas kid.
It was awful.
Santa! Santa! Yeah. Oh, Santa!
Oh, I was so happy when her dad told us Santa wasn't real.
I'm still trying to work out how you can describe her as crunchy.
Quite crunchy is like what I think of when I think of a, you know, a smiley, cheesy child. Like a child actor. You know
not
I mean?
Crunchy.
You know those crunchy kids?
I don't eat them for a start, so I don't know what sort of texture they're going to be.
See, now, this is one of those situations where I realise it's something my mum used to say, right? And now, for some reason, I've just picked up.
I see.
And I'm sitting here realising, I don't know what it means.
You've just adopted it through.
Cheesy child, you know, like...
We can go with cheesy. Yeah. That
two writers, Pat Casey and Josh Miller.
Yeah, it feels like it. Yeah.
So what, Pat was the Home
One
Alone,
of them
and then Josh
really
was
really fucking good, yeah. Because it ranges from her, who, as you say, she's got Hallmark script.
Yeah.
And then there's whip-smart comedy in the rest of the film. Yeah. So it's like...
Here's a writer known for... This is Josh Miller, Violent Night, and Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
He's the guy that wrote the
Which
girl.
Was the better one, actually.
He wrote The Child.
Yeah.
Pat Casey. He also wrote on Violet Knight and Sonic the Hedgehog.
So is it just one guy trying to cash in on two paychecks?
Yeah.
I have a writer, but honest. Oh, interesting. I've got five.
He also wrote some other Christmas horror film, I think, called 12 Deadly Days.
Oh.
The citizens of California hang the fuck on, are terrorized by various supernatural forces in the days leading up to Christmas.
Oh, what's it on?
12 Deadly Days. It's a TV series, sorry. It's a mini series. There's 13.
It's got 4.4, though.
6.6. Right,
and that don't mean much on IMDb.
6.6. Yeah.
I'm just really blurry.
Someone needs glasses.
Yeah, it came out in 2016.
6.4, that's good.
That's actually fucking good for a horror film, or horror anything.
Well, there you go. It was originally on YouTube Red.
Oh, that's the one that was like 17 quid a month.
Something like that. I don't know where you can find it now.
I've just put Apple up. Fucking dickheads.
See, I got excited then because I thought it was about. We must have had this conversation before. I think we must have around Krampus, but there's what are they called? There's some kind of Eastern European folklore about 12 Christmas elves who all like get up to various bits of mischief.
They're grumpy and they sneeze.
No, I was just thinking. And then Snow White comes
because they appear in Krampus, don't they? They're the invisible fucking elf things in Krampus.
Yeah. Well, the things when she goes to like his realm bit with all these little minions. Or you mean like
that's Labyrinth.
No, it is, yeah, but they're also Krampus. The bit where like the minions, you mean, that come down like the toy box thing with
No, they're invisible in the real world. You don't remember them? I don't know. I'll look it up later. Yeah. But yeah, they call it the 12 Christmas men or whatever. But they're like these elves, and you have to appease them in certain ways, or they. It ranges from like minor mischief to like
porn you've been watching.
Killing you. No. Not when I say appease, I don't mean suck them off.
Ah, that's what I heard.
I mean, like, you have to leave out like some cooked ham or grinkle schnog.
Is that not the same
fuck
thing?
Fuck your mum or whatever.
Is that not getting your dick sucked?
Some
leaving out some ham. Yeah.
I hope it's not cured.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. It might be.
Yes. I want to repeat, the chimney death was fucking brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, we've come full circle. Yes. We're back here.
Yes, we have.
We're back to the end of the film. But yeah.
John Leguizamo.
Leguizamo?
Leguizamo. I fucking love that guy.
John Legwarmers.
Yeah. He's so fucking good.
Yeah. He is great.
He really is.
He's so good.
I like the way he doesn't take himself seriously as well, but in a serious way.
Yeah.
Wasn't he Luigi? He was Luigi,
yeah,
right?
He was,
in
yeah.
in the Super Mario Bros. Movie with Bob Hoskins. It was Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo.
Was that
fucking
John
years ago.
Leguizamo?
Yeah, I think
fucking
so.
Hell.
Yeah,
they were drunk the whole time they were making that. You know,
sick.
And so it's him playing the clown in the Spawn movie as well.
Amazing.
Oh god,
yeah.
I don't remember
the Violator.
Anything about that? Film.
Yeah,
sick.
But as he was a clown, obviously the Violator is a CGI monster.
So I'll tell you what else I'm struggling with, and it is that kid. That kid is a problem because. Santa's idea of morality. You can't present a binary morality and be like, you're either on the naughty list or you're on the nice list. And then go, oh, this girl, she's so nice. Then have the weird conversation about anuses.
No, that was the best line of the film. Can I say butthole? Well, it's on the limit, but you know.
But then to be honest, as a parent, you've almost had those conversations. Kids do want to try and push their language. Can I say this? Can I, like, they do it. So
I mean, what'd you say?
But then
yes, crack on.
Just not outside the house.
Yeah,
keep it down at school.
But then she's like,
what was it? Amy was wanted to say a word. I can't remember. And she
was
said,
it,
like,
was it fuck you, Dad?
No, she says that all the time. But she was like, oh, it begins with, I'm like, don't say C. Don't you dare say C. And she's like, K. I'm like, what the fuck swear word is she coming out with?
What?
Yeah. And she's like, oh, knobhead.
And you're like, you know what? You've spelt it right.
Yeah.
You can say that as many times as you want.
Yeah, well done. You've earned that.
That's fine. If that's what she considers a swear word, and yeah,
we're good.
She's like, cheers, knobhead.
She gets off the bus from school.
God,
thanks,
I hope
knobhead.
She doesn't listen to this. I keep forgetting it's in the fucking public domain.
It's in the world. Yeah. There's no taking it back now either. Oh, we're fucked.
I mean, if she's got past what you said in the earlier episode, she'll be all right now, to be fair.
I am tempted to go and re-edit all the previous episodes.
Go listen to Danzel.
The Dan,
yeah, exactly.
The Dan edit.
Yes, I like the film.
The Usher cut.
If anyone got the director's cut before.
Yeah, so to be like, oh, okay, she's on the nice list. And then she's like, I'm going to do the traps from Home Alone, which kill people. And he's like, yep, still on the nice list. And then that brings like a real like troubling and quite American idea of like, you can still be a good person if you kill someone defending yourself. And
to
it's
be
like,
fair.
I agree with that.
He called it out on IMDb, that the fact that she doesn't realise what she's doing is actually hurting people. If you think about it, like the bowling balls and stuff, like, none of them killed the woman.
She's just being whimsical.
Well, she's copying Home
she's
Alone.
She's copying Home Alone, yeah.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
She's not actually thinking about the consequences. But what's the serious consequences are happening down below the hatch where she can't see. So she's actually having fun thinking she's defending the house, being all Home Alone-y. So, again, I suppose if you...
She did also glue a razor blade to a to a piece of mat.
She was just looking for sharp things.
Yeah. Drill bits, nails.
Yeah, exactly. She was just thinking anything sharp. Yeah, what would you go for? I'd go for
I'm
razor blades.
I'm thinking there was malice in her actions.
No, I think it's like, things. She's done it in the purest of ways. Like, no, I'm just being a kid.
Oh, that's all right then.
Yeah, no, but you know what I mean? It's like, I'm just being a kid. I watched it on this funny movie. Yeah. Everyone walked away fine.
Well, this ain't fair because you two can get your kids to kill people on your behalf now. And by that logic, can't you?
Yeah, but they can't be tried anyway.
Exactly.
So when Paul walks out of the house.
Just Shoot him in the face.
glue him down.
What could be more creative than that, than just shoot trigger. You in the face? We'll go proper Home Alone. So we'll like put boiling water down on a freezing cold
Let's
night.
Let's just shoot me in the face. Why does it need to be elaborate?
Because it's got to go on some sort of social media nowadays.
I tried to
got to get likes.
I tried to do that, recreate that one time. I put boiling water on a freezing path. I was like, no, it will boil away all the ice.
More stories of Mike's horrific life of destroying
epic fails.
And my dad, obviously before he died.
Let's
have I mentioned that my
how he died?
actually, no, you mentioned.
he absolutely fucking cacked it outside.
Of course he did.
And I pissed myself laughing. And then he
just turned into some invisible fucking death path.
Then he kicked shit.
Mark's like, this one time when I was watching Reservoir Dogs and I decided to recreate it.
So I cut this guy's ear off.
Cut my dad's ear off. And
for a laugh. We call him 18 months. It's near enough.
We call him Mono now.
We call him Monocle.
Monocle.
Lewinsky. Monocle Lewinsky is a great drag name.
Get
can,
on it.
You can have that.
You've got the hair and the beard already. I love the old woman, the nan, the mum. She has got some of the best lines in this whole film.
Yeah. The actual Gertrude.
Gertrude, yeah. Don't shit in my mouth and call it chocolate cake.
Oh, that fucking line.
No, tell me. Don't shit in my mouth and tell me it's chocolate cake. I love that. Yeah. And the bit where the kid's fucking being an obnoxious little prick. And she says, I begged you to let me beat him when he was young.
They're so dysfunctional, though, aren't they, as a family?
I love it that she just totally respected the fact that he stole the money.
Yeah, I did actually really like it. It's like, I'm so proud of you.
That's what we're like. We're all cunts.
Yeah.
It reminded me of something.
Oh, okay.
It reminded me of something that I don't remember.
That is a total oxymoron.
A film I saw recently. It's a girl's name and it's a weird one.
Armaline.
It's on Netflix.
And Geraldine.
And it's a girl and her father. And they're somewhere. And some bad guys come after her.
Helga.
And she kills them.
Okay.
I'm going to look for it.
All right. Suzanne. It's not a it's not a weird girl's name, but if you say it like that, Suzanne.
Oh, all names get weird if you think about them.
Michelle.
Yeah.
Paul.
Yeah.
Paul.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? What does it mean?
It's weird that names are weird. We just go, that's the sound that I want to be known by. And we all go, yup.
No, it's not.
Nobody chooses
it. No.
I've never chosen my name.
Mum's given
it
to me.
But in general, when we first named it each other.
Wait.
Well, technically, names go way back. So, Smith is to do with blacksmiths and then you got Smithson, which was like the son of the Smith. Like, there's a whole history to names.
Yeah, it's just an easy way for people to name themselves and people know they were. Like,
well, yeah, it's like you want to go and speak to the Smith.
Yeah.
Like that.
No fucking knows where my name come from.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, David. It's biblical.
That's biblical.
It's pretty obvious.
Actually, incidentally, my son, his actual name is before we even knew it, we just called him it. And it's a mean son of David.
Fuck off.
Nope.
Really?
Without even realising it, we named him, and it was son of David.
Wasn't it lucky it weren't like son of John?
Yeah.
son of next door neighbour.
Son of Mortman.
She's like, who's John?
My next door neighbour, actually.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that, honestly. I've got to text John.
I think you might want to text Michelle or just let another cat out the back.
Get out.
John, abort! Just finished early, he's coming home.
Break his bike again.
Do you like murder? So do we. Crimes Like These is a UK-based true crime podcast with me, SJ, and my fellow co-hosts, Paul and Sam. Here's a preview of what to expect. Collectively labelled as a deviant sociopath.
That's
like some sort of, I don't know, this looks like some sort of sinister Marvel film that he's like,
like an evil villain.
Yeah, just
they always do though, don't they? They always look normal.
Not always. Jeffrey Garner didn't look normal. Sorry, Jeffrey D.
She's gonna get defensive now. We need to watch out.
Check us out on Twitter @CrimesLike and Instagram @CrimesLikeThese. You can listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, that's a thing I remember. You said about him pissing off the slave. Sorry, I have to call back. Apparently, it's trivial on IMDb. If you look at the way where he is on the memorials, the way they line up, he's actually flying over the White House.
Good.
It's Becky. It's a great film.
The way you said that was like, we all knew who she was and she just turned up. It's Becky.
It's our new, it's our new assistant.
It's even like a person you don't want at a party. Yeah. It's...
Did anyone else notice that as the film went on and he was getting more and more beat up, the jacket was getting scarred? Not damaged, but scarred.
No.
Like there was some sort of burn mark here, which sort of appeared long before he'd burnt. On the back, it was all like stitched up, like a big scar down the back of it.
I noticed he had like old looking scars.
Yes, the jacket was not matching the wounds, but the jacket was also getting more scarred as the film was going on.
Interesting. Yeah. Christmas magic and all that.
Christmas magic.
I love the magic part.
Yeah.
He's trying to get up the chimney and he's like, fucking head guns.
Oh, lads, we should have done a shit present.
Have we
Secret
mentioned
Santa?
What the plot of this film is?
No.
You don't need to, do you? You don't need to. Fucking
so
Santa
the
kills
reason
some folks.
Santa is killing all these dudes, he hasn't just gone mad, is, they're robbing it.
That's a good point, actually. What is the point or the plot of this film? Because it's not like there's some overwhelming, like, Christmas cheer suddenly gained to the town.
Matter,
like,
does it?
It's one girl.
Just doesn't matter.
Who already had Christmas cheer.
They're like, I'm telling you, they come up with a concept to work backwards.
Totally.
They were like, I expect that's how all films.
And I love the fact that, like, obviously she's close to a fucking billionaire if she isn't already. And then they're like, burn the money, burn the money.
Yeah, I got the impression she was a multi-billionaire.
Yeah.
Because world leaders were going to her for loans, they were saying.
And then he burns $500,000. And she's like, the sister's like freaking out
about
it.
Yeah, the sister is, but the mum don't give a shit.
We've just burned $500,000. And if you've got $300 million, $500,000's fuck all.
Yeah, but the mother wasn't bothered at all. She wasn't bothered about that money at all.
No. And where's the father? That's what I want to know.
That was my overwhelming question throughout this film.
I did read that the boyfriend was based on Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, that was that was Cam Giganit.
Sure.
Sorry?
The guy from Upgrade.
Oh.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
That's twice I've said that.
Well.
Yeah.
Every day's a school day.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the candy cane shiv.
Yeah, I did too.
But also, that was really the part where it got very tonally different for me. It was like, ha ha ha, he's beating people up with a hammer, and now he's stabbing motherfuckers.
Yeah, don't
he's
worry.
Not just, he's prison that, shanking motherfuckers.
That laughy tone comes back.
Yeah.
In 5 minutes. Comes back.
It's.
I must admit, when the heist started and they started shooting up all the staff, I actually kind of like, oh, well, that kind of threw me for a loop. So I think I settled into like a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it suits its name.
Yeah.
This is definitely going on my watching it every year for Christmas now. Yes.
The wife picking up an automatic weapon and being like, oh, I hunted with my dad. And then taking out special forces.
Yeah, just stood up in the open.
Yeah.
She was hardly taking them out. It's like she was pointing
she
and
shot
shooting.
That one guy in the balls.
That was luck.
Yeah. She was fighting stormtroopers.
Oh, I fucking love that bit where he throws a grenade down the guy's trousers. He's walking away. He goes, I've got a watch. Another one of the greatest one lines. Ho, ho, holy shit. Yeah.
There's so many in this film.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah. I can't think of any now. I should have written them down.
That's normally what our research goes for podcasts.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what did you write down?
See if I'm finding any.
I was writing some of the script. I did like the running joke of where he was only ever pulling out video games.
Yeah.
He's like, why did everybody get like wish for a Molotov cocktail. Yep.
Video game. Yeah. Video game. Die Hard on Blu-ray.
But I just love that little touch of that as well. It's like, I need a weapon, so he's just going through the presents.
I love it when he found the hammer.
Oh, fuck yeah.
There were some good scenes with that hammer.
Hell yeah. That barn, that whole barn scene, yeah, was just taking people out.
The choreography with it was well done.
Oh, banging, yeah. Fucking wicked.
But even that felt like a really nice leading up to it at Christmas, where he drops his ring. He's like, oh no. And look what I've found. Like that uplifting Christmas bit, like, he's found what he needs.
Also, I really like the fact that he's not like a superhuman. He's not like...
Oh, I was going to say, he's human.
Yeah, he's human. He's fallible. Like.
Yeah, because I was expecting it to go in there and like, oh no, he's sent me, can take him out. It's like, no, 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 he's just a guy.
Yep. It's Die Hard.
Yeah, it's Die Hard.
What happens if they did kill him?
What then?
There'll be a lot of disappointed children. Yeah.
That dude from Home Improvement becomes Santa.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a sequel in the works.
They said there might be one.
Yeah, no, I heard it was in, it's already in the works.
Brilliant.
Yep.
How many cool Santas have we got lately? Kurt Russell, fucking David Harbour.
Yep.
Two.
It's enough.
Yep.
Okay, there are some banging quotes from this film. Grandma, your Wi-Fi sucks dick. And then she turns to Alva and she's like, when he was small, I begged you to be him.
Well, yeah, your Wi-Fi sucks.
Oh, that kid was so annoying. I was so happy when that guy punched him in the face.
Yeah. I was thinking it was going to go away of, because where it like had the flashback to him being a Viking. So clearly, I thought it was going to show a scene where he was like past the reins of it.
Same.
And I thought this one, he was going to die now, and then the dad would have took over for a second. You know, like the real Christmassy, like, oh no, it passes on kind of.
Nope.
Yeah, but the dad was a douchebag.
So. Oh, the dad was a douchebag.
Yeah, it wouldn't have worked.
Which is another one of the lines about it. It's like, so you, me, who's been telling you your entire life to get away from your mother's money, thought you could solve it with your mother's money. Well, yeah, it's, I know it sounds stupid now.
Yeah. I mean, it's technically I've taken it, so it's now my money.
Yeah.
But have you worked out the interest on £300 million?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That solves a lot of problems.
Exactly.
This is like a very Dan line. Commander Thorpe, you all know the plan, and I like my operations like I like to fuck. Hard and fast and with minimal cleanup. Now some idiot gets in your way, what do you do? Fuck that shit up right. Damn right, time to lube up.
Yeah, again, another just that line, just watching that scene.
Again,
brilliant.
Weird tonal shift. Yeah. You're like, oh, I hope it's the extraction team, and then he's like, I'm going to fuck, and you're like, whoa! Chill out!
But I like, but it's perfectly parodies like the, you know, oh yeah, we're gonna do this, bitches. You know, I don't know where that come from.
Ooh, he's a manly man. Oh,
I have no idea where that come from.
And that's how he got his wife pregnant.
What, he did that as she went out and had an affair?
I'm gonna need you to fuck me like it's Christmas Day. And she was like, oh, David.
Unfortunately, it was exactly like that the other way around.
Why did you say your own name?
Don't you?
No, I say yours. Daniel! Like that, as I'm arriving. Oh, good.
Oh, Chichi's gone.
David!
I'll pull myself back in a second. Hang on.
Like a sad Pokemon saying its own name. Any more things to say about the film before we wrap this up? I guess we're going to say get it watched.
Oh fuck yeah. Get it watched.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay. That's probably the most enthusiastic I've ever heard you all on this podcast. Good. Get it watched then.
Do it right now. Oh no, it's Christmas Day.
Right now, yeah.
Happy Christmas to you.
That's not how any of that works. Now, really, if we were a better podcast, we'd have sleigh bells. Dan's going to fix that in post. Sorry, mate. So I guess it's time to get your big fucking hammer and take a little swing.
Your tinsel whip.
Your tinsel... David.
No, there's your drag name.
Get your tinsel whip.
I want that one.
I'm having it as a band name, sorry.
And make your way through the Amazon jungle. Are you timing that?
That looks like a Christmas version. Ho, ho, ho. Green giant.
So there was only one negative review on Amazon. Nell says, terrible.
I hate Nell.
This could have been great. However, most of the film is Santa gasping for breath and hiding because he keeps getting beat up. You were good 2 minutes
you
of Santa.
You do better, Nell.
Yeah, fucking.
You were good 2 minutes of Santa kicking butt. Bad dialogue, very slow nonsense.
Bad dialogue? Some of it.
I only partially agree with you. There's no 2-star reviews.
I'm on Letterboxd. I got okay. feels like an almost 2-hour long Family Guy cutaway gag.
That would be such a great cutaway gag. Just 2 hours, yeah, a whole feature film. Remember, it's like the time we watched Star Wars, and then just cut away to the whole of Star Wars, just with Peter's head popping over.
The whole time Peter's just stuck in the chimney. Like his legs are just hanging out the bottom.
Suddenly, I'm a ho ho ho.
Oh God!
Yeah. Wow, she likes that, huh?
That reminds me of like that kind of long form joke. Obviously, I'm in a covers band, and we do the song "Basket Case" by Green Day. The first line of which is "Do you have the time?" So what I've gotten to doing on stage is being like, "Right, what town do we hate?" And then the audience will tell me what town we hate, and then I come up with this whole story that I got mugged in whatever town it is. And I said, yeah, and they stole my watch. And the problem is I've had to walk around the entire day just tapping random people on the soldier and going, do you have the time? Right. And then we do the whole song and then I end the song and go, and it's really annoying. And then we move on. And I like, I like a cutaway joke that's the length of a whole song. And then go, it really fucked me off. Because only 50% of them remember what you were talking about. And so it's kind of like a little treat for anyone who's actually paying attention. Well, there you go. Any more reviews?
Literally this guy, crude, derivative, dumb. Fakey. Flattering.
Fakey. Gory.
Faltering.
Flattering.
Gory. Lowbrow. Mind-numbing. Nonsensical. Overscored. Ridiculous. Simple. Uneven. Unlikable. Unscary. Violent.
Again, I agreed with
literally,
half of those.
He's a jazz.
Five
man.
Stars.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how it's read as well.
Yeah. That guy spends his Saturday that's looking for rare jazz vinyl.
If you could just do that to... that's like the verses of that Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
Yeah.
Black check. Predictable.
Another one of their awful fucking songs.
Is that Thin Funk we were talking about earlier?
Thin Funk.
Yeah, kind of is. Yeah. Anthony Kiedis lyric.
Thin Funk. That's not part of recorded podcast lore. We're just having a conversation earlier. Someone said, I've got to get out of this funk, but they spelt this as thin. So I said, thin funk is the funk that you play out of a phone speaker. And so it just went from there. And then someone made spurious comments about jazz, and then I got upset.
I still stand by it.
It is for wankers, and it makes me a wanker to like it, but it's like a musician's rite of passage. I hated jazz for the longest time.
I think jazz.
One day I got it, and I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
I think jazz is an excuse for people to play music who can't actually play music.
The thing is...
What do you mean? I don't need to play in time or in the same
key. It's so hard to do that. Like, it's... You have to be so good to play like that.
Paul, you're brilliant.
I know, right?
It's so upsetting. Fucking,
you are the jazz man.
I'm the jazz man.
I'm the jazz man.
That is what they call me.
It's about the notes you don't play.
Yeah, that's what I say, yeah.
I just wish they wouldn't play any notes. Like,
I only need to know 3 chords, bro.
Right.
So. 3 chords and the truth.
Right.
Back to cool.
That sounds like a really weird political political band.
You colossal chodes. Do you have any recommend?
Wait. What? A colossal chode.
Colossal chode, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
thinking that sounds yummy.
Yeah, I think it sounds. Like, I'm thinking, you know those fat chimneys that blow up from the bottom?
Yeah.
Thinking of one of them.
Hot.
I'm thinking it sounds like the episode title.
Colossal Show.
Yeah.
Good.
Colossal's a great film.
So.
No, it's not.
So's Chode. Oh, that's Chud.
This summer, Chode. In a world. In a chode.
So do you have any recommendations that aren't jazz?
Thanksgiving. Go watch Thanksgiving. Brilliant. Okay. Film. Probably already have, but watch it if you haven't.
Yeah. Cool. Dan?
No, I can't think of anything.
Okay.
I'm playing Starfield on Xbox.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah. A bit glitchy. I've bugged out a couple of times on me.
It crashes a bit.
It's a Bethesda game.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so big.
Fucking Bethesda.
It's so big, it's colossal, even.
Yeah, it's beyond colossal. How far into it are you?
I'm on new game one.
You're further than me, then.
Apparently, there's a new game mode you can do where all the characters in the main hub are you.
No, that won't give away spoilers, Dan, but you can basically, when you finish the game, you restart the game.
Yeah.
And you keep doing that. It's part of the time.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
To do with the artifact.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I see the artifact. Yes, of course.
With a bit about Alper there.
Fucking hell. Spitting some bars.
I didn't even know you could rap, let alone do it in Korean. That's fucking incredible. You've got some skills that kills to pay the bills, mate. He's not just a rope wanker, is he? Fucking hell. Been hiding that. Dark horse.
He was up. He wasn't like riding bikes. He was up in Birmingham.
I'm giving you so much editing to do, but you are now going to have to put that over a drum and bass track.
For fuck's sake.
And you know you're going to want to do it as well.
Yes, I will.
Starting now.
So I like when it goes back.
So what is your actual recommendation?
Funny enough, linking to this show, The Continental. It's a
the John Wick thing.
Yeah, John Wick. Yeah, it's like 3.5-hour episodes.
Did I start it? No, I don't think I started it.
I've not started it yet.
But yeah, it's worth a watch. It's about the Continental in the 60s.
I love the John Wick film, so yeah.
Who doesn't love John Wick?
I don't know.
But yeah, it's
you
worth
have
a
to
watch.
Be a bit idiot.
You have to be a bit of a John prick.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah. Oh, I think everybody sees what you did.
So his name is Wick.
Well, why are you looking at me? Like, I didn't get it. For fuck's sake. Next time, can we swap the seating arrangement so he's not facing me anymore?
I'm not facing you. I'm diagonal from you. You want me to directly face you?
He's got a laptop.
Right, you can either be next to me where I can put my hands on you, which I'm fine with.
Crap.
Or you can be directly opposite with me where we can play footsie.
I haven't thought that through.
You're actually the furthest away from me as you can be.
To be fair, you should probably have the laptop. I'm just a hindrance.
Okay, so my recommendation is a band called Green Lung, who are like a pagan rock band. They've just released an album. Well, not just. It's been out for like a month now, called This Heathen Land. It fucking kicks ass. It's so fucking good. It's like someone wrote an album for me. It was like, it's a bit spooky. It's a bit witchy. It's got riffs to kick your dick off. It's fucking great. It's like so good. And it's been so long since I've just sat and listened to an album from start to finish. The aesthetics of the fucking thing are perfect. I narrowly avoided going to a gig in Bristol and seeing them. They ran out of tickets just as I was trying to buy them.
Narrowly avoided makes it sound like it was a bad thing.
No, I wasn't. And it was called, the venue's called Thekla, which is like a boat.
in Bristol, which I would have gone and seen a fucking pagan rock band in a boat in Bristol. I'd been sick as fuck.
I can't remember the last time I had my dick kicked off.
Well, you know, that's an exciting time for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Whose aim is that good?
Quite honestly, it is. I have not unironically thrown the horns in a long time, but legitimately, like the first time I heard this album, there's a track called One for Sorrow, and like this fucking breakdown hit, and I was like, oh, fuck yes. I was really feeling it. And I was alone, driving home at like 2 o'clock in the morning. I gave it the horns. It was a good time. I had a bloody lovely time.
He was driving alone and he had the horns.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Toot toot.
So it is time.
I didn't get the horn driving. I'm usually too annoyed.
What, alone at 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
What are you annoyed about? Nothing.
Everybody. Anything on the road.
Everyone near me.
The road even.
Yeah, the road especially.
Bloody road.
Well, it's so fucking potholed nowadays. I fear for my suspension every time I go out.
Bloody Vigo Mortensen.
Also, for some reason, I seem to get stopped at literally every red light wherever I'm going.
Oh, lads, I got pulled by police the other day, right? Because I've got a headlight that's, like, naughty. Every now and then it just goes, no, thank you. And I don't always check it because I'm not turning on my headlights, walking around the front of my car, checking it.
Oh, you should do exactly that.
Yeah.
Do you even check your tyres before you pull away?
What, every time?
Yeah.
I mean, I look at them.
Yeah, that's all you have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
Well, I'm not like...
No, I'm not saying
I'm not sticking
like...
a pound coin in there.
No, no, I'm just...
But anyway, I got pulled by police. She was like, did you know your headlight was out? And I was like, no, I didn't. And I didn't, to be fair, but it was a possibility. And then I walked over to it and we were like talking about it. And she was like, yeah, like that could be really dangerous because people can think you're a motorbike. And I'm like, I'm pretty big. Like, I don't think I drive a Honda CRV. If you think it's a motorbike, you're probably going to crash anyway. And I went, oh, hang on. And I slapped it like the Fonz and it fucking went on. She pissed herself laughing. She went, I guess you can leave. And I was like, yes! It was like the greatest moment of my life. It was great.
She wants you to get back and be like, you slam the door, it goes off again.
Yeah, exactly. I drive away, the wheel falls off. The back bumper's like, as I'm driving away.
Boots tied down, a bit of shoelace.
Thanks, officer. See you later.
But both headlights are working.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. It's time to pick the film. I've had a little
rummage.
I've gone wrist deep in the pot, and I'm going to lift it up. And so, our first film of the new
the millennium. Oh, no,
I fucking hate you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No, we can't. We can't. No, we can't start the new year with that.
Oh, God. Just bear in mind, I'm going to have to watch this over the Christmas.
No, we can't. No, we really can't.
Where is it?
We can't. No, I forgot that I wrote that down.
I don't even know what it is.
It's Shed 17.
Yeah, I've never heard
it's
of it.
It's available on YouTube. Oh, lads, I'm so sorry.
I hate you fucking so fucking
oh,
much
wait,
right now.
I've got to watch this over Christmas.
You don't have to watch it over Christmas, no.
Well, we are, because we're going to have to record.
We have to, yeah.
This is the consequence of doing episodes up front and actually being a little bit on time.
Well, did you just lose that? Oh, man. It's got a flaw. There's no finding it now.
Shit, it's just spontaneously combusted.
We're going to have to pick another one.
I'm happy to Right, just for this one time, I'm happy to put that back in the pot and I'll pick another one.
No, that's not going in the pot.
It has to go in the pot. That's no. Not. We're not vetoing it completely.
Now, I know that Dan talks a lot of sense.
Right, give me it back. Right, we'll pick.
I could have slightly handed it.
Much like, oh, that's Mad God 2.
Son of Mad God.
This one's 2 hours.
Oh, new Hellraiser.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
There you go. That's nice. A good start to the new year. That's exciting.
Who's writing it?
I don't know.
That's yours. Oh, no, is it?
I don't know.
No, that's your handwriting. That's your handwriting.
Fucking, what the CSI am I?
That is my handwriting.
That was my Christmas present to you.
Much better choice.
My Christmas present to you is that we don't watch Shed 17. That's even good, I'm
thanks,
like...
Thanks, Mike.
That's a good Christmas present.
We'll watch it at some point, but like, yeah.
I haven't got you anything, so my Christmas present to you is that you have to watch the new Hellraiser.
But that's definitely in there again, by the way.
Right, okay, so until next time, the real horror is the late-stage capitalist nightmare that the holiday season has become, pushing us further into fiscal debt.
I'm for it. Bring on that fiscal debt.
Really?
Yeah. Why the fuck not? The world couldn't get any worse.
Yes, it can.
I don't think so.
Okay, until next time. He's been Paul.
He's been Dan.
He's been Paul.
He's been Mike.
He's been Paul.
Did we go the wrong way?
Yes. Yeah. It's all gone higgly. It's all gone higgly.
I tried both ways.
You're going to have to go diagonal now like a bishop.
He's been cheer.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye. Goodbye.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Hello, you beautiful little chocolate hands. It is the one and only Mike here, from the After Horror podcast. I would really bloody like it if you wrote a little review on iTunes or anywhere where you could write a review.
Wait, this is going on the end of every podcast and this is what you've chosen to do.
Yeah. Can I continue?
Yeah.
You can write it on the side of a bathroom wall if you wanted to. Just wherever people will read it. And on that note, you could tell your friends. All five of your friends will probably want to hear the wonderful stylings of four idiots as they watch horror films and do their best to talk about it, but mostly get sidetracked. You could also go on our social medias at After Horror Podcast or on Twitter at After Horror. And if you're feeling particularly hunty, you could go to our email at afterhorrorpod@outlook.com. See you later, and keep wearing that sweater. It's really working for you.
There you go.
I feel like, you know when you're born and you come out and you're...
And then
no,
life.
It took me 30 years to come out after I was born, to be fair.
So I feel now like I've just come out.
Oh, congrats. There can only be one gay on this podcast, thank you very much.
Hey man, there's no quota. There can be as many gay on this as you want. Why are you trying to restrict the gays?